This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the aim of Ukraine's two-week military incursion into Russia's Kursk region includes creating a buffer zone, suggesting Kiev intends to hold and expand the territory it's taken. In his nightly televised address, he said the intention was to destroy as much Russian war potential as possible and maximise counter-offensive operations. Sarah Rainsford reports.
Almost 2 weeks after Ukrainian troops pushed across the border into Russia, it's becoming clear that they plan to stay. Volodymyr Zelensky is now talking of creating a buffer zone in the Kursk region, where Ukrainian soldiers have taken over dozens of settlements. On Sunday, Ukraine's Air Force's commander announced that a second bridge there over the River Seim had been damaged, cutting supply lines to Russian troops. This shock incursion has clearly boosted Ukrainian morale and it's dented Russians' sense of their own strength and safety.
Israel and Hamas have accused each other of blocking a ceasefire and hostage release deal for Gaza as the US Secretary of State starts his visit to the region. Antony Blinken will hold talks with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, which correspondents say could be difficult. Hugo Bashega reports.
President Biden, in his final stretch at the White House, is desperately trying to get a deal. It would be a significant political victory for him in a war that has divided even some of his supporters. But the differences between Israel and Hamas may again be too great to be overcome. On the table is what the US describes as a bridging proposal. No details have been made public, but Hamas has already said that optimistic US comments were deceptive. It says Israel has introduced new ideas and that its own demands were not being met.
Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz are campaigning in the US swing state of Pennsylvania before heading to Chicago for the Democratic National Convention, where Ms. Harris will be formally confirmed as the party's presidential candidate. Meanwhile, thousands of Democrats are descending on Chicago ahead of the convention. Sarah Smith is there.
It's only 4 weeks ago that Joe Biden stepped aside, but in that time, this race has been completely transformed. Kamala Harris is energetically campaigning across the country. And what is quite remarkable about all of these events are the levels of excitement and enthusiasm she's greeted with wherever she goes. And the opinion polls suggest that support for her is growing too. Where Joe Biden was often a few points behind Donald Trump, Kamala Harris nationally is a couple of points ahead and also ahead in the key swing states where those votes really matter.
Sarah Smith, World News from the BBC. Reports in Libya say the central bank has resumed operations after the release of a senior employee who'd been kidnapped on Sunday. Earlier, the bank had said it would pause work until its information technology director was freed. It said he'd been taken from his home by an unidentified party. The United Nations has warned of soaring child malnutrition in government-controlled areas in Yemen. In a new report, UN food security experts said the number of children under the age of five suffering acute malnutrition rose by 34% compared to the previous year. It did not include figures from Houthi-held areas. The sharp rise was attributed to several factors, including disease outbreaks, high food insecurity, and limited access to safe drinking water. Government workers from Japan are beginning a survey of the remote island of Attu in the US state of Alaska in hopes of finding the remains of Japanese soldiers killed during the Second World War. The details from Jae Sung Lee.
Japan and the United States fought a brutal battle in 1943 on the island of Attu, taken unopposed by Japan the year before to control sea lanes in the Northern Pacific. American soldiers faced Japanese defenders who'd been told not to be taken prisoner, with many being killed in hand-to-hand combat in the snow. 2,600 Japanese troops lost their lives. Most are yet to be recovered. Now, after a draft memorandum between Tokyo and Washington, this survey will see Japanese officials travel by American boat to scour roads and an airfield for sites where more bodies are buried.
Sydney's new metro extension is open to the public in a celebratory atmosphere, with rail enthusiasts and commuters crowding platforms and trains. It drastically cuts travel times in the Australian city and is the first new rail line to pass under the city centre in four decades. BBC News.